today on Rocking the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Happy Monday to everyone. We're here to start the third and final week of our January new music review of 2022. So our listeners are calling in and picking out their favorite song and favorite album of last year. And that's what we traditionally do in January, is count this down. So we've got another week, and then we're going to wrap it all up on Friday when Jim and I are going to give our picks to everybody. I'm sure the world is dying to know, as they say. Today we've got three picks and a total of four songs, so no reason to delay. I've got a brand new C60 cassette with all the picks laid out on it, got it rewound and ready to go. So I'm going to go over here and hit play, and let's go.
What's up, everybody? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw. I'm going to apologize for sound quality now and potential distraction. I am driving through the Rocky Mountains at the moment because I just go to the national park on my days off because I live here now. I moved to Colorado in August. I live like 5-10 miles from the national park, so I spend a lot of time here, and it's just very appropriate because I was listening to my favorite album of 2022, which is also my favorite driving album at the moment, and that is Bronco by Orville Peck. I have been obsessed with this album since it came out, and I think March, April, May. It is just so good. If you like country music or country adjacent music, you're gonna like it. It definitely still has that classic Western sound that I think he became pretty well known for with his debut album, Pony. If you don't know who Orville Peck is, he's a country singer with a very unique voice, very outlaw, Johnny Cash-esque. And he wears a mask, and nobody knows his identity, and he's openly gay, and it's a good time. We love gay cowboys. I'm about it. But this album especially, I think his voice, in my opinion, improved quite a bit, or at least there was more of an effort to improve his voice or make it fit a little bit more. I think part of the joy of Orville is that his voice is not perfect and not normal, and it definitely catches you off guard the first time you hear it. I also think a lot of these songs were very catchy. I mean, Cry Baby Cry, Come On Baby Cry, Iris Rose, Daytona Sands, like all very catchy songs. But there were also moments that were super soft and introspective. I think of like Hexy Mountains. But I saw Orville too in May. I think I saw him in May. One of the best shows ever. And the range of folks in the audience was like super cool to see. You had like people there with their kids. You had older folks. You had people my age who were in their 20s. And I think it speaks to the appeal of his music. But I'm super excited. I just want him to keep putting more albums out, because I think in my top 100 songs, I want to say that like 75% of the album was my most played songs of this year, and my top two most played songs were Iris Rose and Curse of the Black and Die, the latter of which is like probably one of the best songs I've heard in a hot second. I think it was Patrick also commented on that earlier this year. It's just super smooth. But that's my short rant about Orville Peck. I probably shouldn't be making this while I'm driving on two-lane twisty-turny roads, but I just felt it was super important to talk about this. As always, I hope you all had a good year. Let's get hyped for more music in 2023. Bye.
I've been hiding now, running from the curse of the blackened eye. Darling, I can feel it coming every time. I sat around last year, wished so many times that I would die. Left it all, and now I can see the night. nothing to lose. Wouldn't miss it anyhow. It ain't the letting go, it's more about the things that you take with. I can feel it getting closer with every kiss.
Hi, Jim and Patrick and the entire Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Carl Anfinson calling from the Chicago suburbs with my number one album pick of 2022. And that album is My Heart by Nora O'Connor. Nora O'Connor is a local Chicago musician, singer, songwriter who's been around for a long time, and she's put out her first solo album in 17 years, and it is stunning. It's a fantastic record. I would say the songs have a sound of 70s pop and folk and Americana. I've heard comparisons to 70s Linda Ronstadt, which I suppose could work, but the songs are just, they're smart, they're funny, they're emotional, very sweet. And it's a record I can't stop listening to. So I'm going to recommend you play, well, you could play any song, but I'm going to recommend the bounciest tune on the album is the title track. It's My Heart by Nora O'Connor. Thank you.
South Carolina calling with my favorites of 2022. My favorite song of the year is from the neo kraut rock band from Montreal called You Do Right, and the song is Say Less, Do More. Just perfect. Thank you. My favorite album of the year is from Kevin Kinney of Driving and Crying. In December, he put out an album called Think About It, and it blew me away. Wow. Unexpected. I sort of thought it'd be Driving and Crying type sound. It was not. It was great. Kevin Kinney, Think About It. Thanks, guys.
Why are you surprised when you'll rise and shine? Shines away. I walked, I talked a good game. Picture yourself in that sky. It's a style, it's a grace. Turned around in the sound, lost in place, space. Why are you surprised when you open your eyes? See the whole world's upside down. Why are you surprised in the tide? You realize you're on your own. See yourself in the middle of the world, centered by the sides. Follow the bird, lost in my world. Seen it all just flying by. Think about it. Think about it.
All right, I want to thank everybody, Harris, Carl, and Mackenzie for calling in, and three people, incidentally, who have shows on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. So go to suburbsradio.com and check out those offerings as well. Let's review what we heard. We started off with Curse of the Blackened Eye from Orville Peck's Bronco that came out on the Columbia label in 2022. I love that song and that record. My Heart by Nora O'Connor from her album of the same name, My Heart, on the Pravda label. Then we heard the band You Do Right with the song Say Less, Do More. And their album is titled A Murmur, Boundless to the East on the Mothland label. And finally, we just heard Kevin Kinney with Think About It from the album of the same name. And that was released on Driving and Crying Records 2022. All right. Thanks, everybody, for your picks. It was great to hear from you. And we're looking forward to a couple more picks tomorrow as we finish up our January 2022 music review. And so, on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and I don't think I said that at the top of the show, but and on behalf of Jim Linehan, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Wow.